more time to be me.
Why?
Because I'm back on the market and I'm actually undateable.
What? I thought you were dating. You had a guy you kind of, you know, get along with.
And mildly dating.
And dinners with. And
I just realized
sleepovers
that,
with. And,
well, I mean,
as
you
Erica.
Exactly.
I just realized, you know, I've been married since birth. And so.
Kind of.
So I don't know how to date. I mean, I was married. And I acquiesced to a lot of things because I was married and you want to keep your marriage together. And then when you realize that doesn't work, it's like, whatever you want, Erica, is dead.
Dead?
Mm-hmm. Dead. I just can't do it somebody else's way now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah. I'm bad. I'm a bad date because now, like the first couple months, yeah, I'll acquiesce to some weeknights because, you know, you do what you have to. Well, not now.
Yeah.
No.
That gets old fast.
Right?
Listen, it's hard enough for Lisa and I to sit and watch a show, let alone be out or entertaining or, you know, snappy repartee.
Thank you. And then you're off your schedule and you're kind of,
because when you wake up really early, the pressure to be home by a certain time.
Yeah.
If we don't have a schedule, most people are like this, but if you don't have a schedule and you stick to it, that makes it all that much more difficult.
Oh, my God, it's so,
dating, it's that whole getting ready and preparing.
Exactly. And then your adrenaline is kind of here and there, and then you're, you know, active later than you would normally be, and, you know, all this other stuff that goes along with it. And I can't do it anymore. So now it isn't whatever you want, it's whatever I want. Which makes you, I mean, I don't think it's going
to
be great.
That's hard for them to understand.
Totally.
He has to get it, though, or any he has to get any, that, you know, we can't drive to Burke, Virginia, or to Fredericksburg, or to Annapolis on a weeknight.
This room is very high maintenance in that, though.
I've only just realized this.
Yes, because my husband works a normal 9-to-5 job, and he gets mad about us and how I'm like, we got to be home,
And they can be a little loosey-goosier because they just work a normal.
When you work the hours we do and you are somehow are up out of the house by, you know, 7:30, 7:45 and you see a restaurant and you're like, I can't believe people go out this late at night.
Yeah.
That is funny. That's true.
And anything, honestly, anything that affects my being able to be awake and ready to do this job at that hour, like I won't switch sides of the bed now. I've done that. I've done it before. This is my, I don't care what your side is. You can sleep on the floor. I don't care.
Sleep on the floor.
I don't care. I'm not switching sides for you because I don't sleep the same.
That everybody does have a dominant side they sleep on. In fact, if you go get bed matched, you'll figure out what your dominant side is.
Yeah.
And they actually make a recommendation on a bed based on that. That's how important it is.
And if I were to be completely honest, I don't even just want a side of the bed. I want my bed.
Mm-hmm. You like sleeping spread out now.
I'm a sand dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you're making a snow angel.
Right. And I'm used to that. So my accommodation for you is you're allowed a corner of the bed. That's about it.
Well, I should tell them, you know, for the early part of the evening, for the dining and dancing, you can be here. Mm-hmm. And then you go down the hall to your own guest room.
A lot of couples do that. A lot of couples do that.
But not when you're dating. That's why I'm saying I'm undateable. Like, I'm marryable, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, because you won't put out then either, but, you know.
But I can't. You can't date if you're me. Like, I have no interest in these cute things. I don't want to shower with anybody anymore. It's not a show.
Oh.
It's not expedient to shower that way. Like, I just want to
get in and get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the whole shampooing each other's hair thing, is it's a lovely thing early on. It's a lovely thing when you have lots of time. You know, there's no time.
Yeah, you never really get clean, though.
No.
So there's that.
There are things I want to wash alone without anybody standing a foot from me watching. Yeah.
There is that, too, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
That's the real, like, it was always, I used to call it the shower show with my ex-husband because he just liked to make it a point to, you know, be brushing his teeth and doing whatever while I was in the glass enclosed shower.
Yeah, I think everybody
just like the nerve center. Yeah. I mean, both about the same thing, aren't they? What goes on there is priming everyone.
You wash on the threes. We get it.
I literally wanted to put some kind of pull down shade.
You know, you get that glass, it becomes opaque. You push a button, and then electronically it changes, so it becomes opaque.
And then I made the big mistake in this apartment of getting a glass enclosed shower. Boy. It didn't come that way, but I was like, oh, I can't go back to, I have to have a glass door. So I got to put it in. And now I'm thinking, what did I do that for? I'm right back in the.
That is my goal in life, to not have a shower curtain. I want in my life before
me too.
I die.
I've had a shower curtain my whole life.
I just couldn't take it. I couldn't. It feels so claustrophobic to me.
Oh.
So I had to get the door. Now I'm thinking, why did I upgrade to having somebody, you know, brush their teeth and watch me? This isn't working.
It's shower showtime. Come on down.
I feel like I should cue the music and I should have a whole, put my foot up high while I shave my legs. Like, stop.
Oh, well.
I know. But it's a
just
show.
Took a turn.
Acrobatics.
Have to do something that you can't just
flex.
Yeah, there's pressure on the entertainment.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You see them start drifting and picking up their Kindle. You realize you've gone wrong.
I need to give you a different angle. We need to move this show. Like, it's not. So I'm undateable, and it's sad because.
I will say, you know, I'm sorry that you're having to. I know part of it is exciting, but I couldn't.
Oh, it's horrible.
Could not.
It's beyond horrible.
Would not want to.
No.
And it's not a reason to, quote, stay in a relationship. But, boy, you're sure glad you're in one if you're in one.
I don't know.
And it's just, you listen, as a 17-year-old, it's tough dating for Connor because it's all changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we sit and talk about things, and I'll be honest with you. Wouldn't want to be out there.
It's hell out there, Jack.
For any reason.
Mm-hmm. And it's not me.
But,
I mean, I'm not social to begin with, but now I'm social and I'm not flexible. And I'm, you know. Okay.
That said, though, you do have the opportunity of going into a brand new relationship your way, being 100% you.
Oh, God.
And he either accepts you or not, and you accept him or not. I mean, that's the nice thing about being an adult.
That is nice.
You're not so worried about, be yourself.
Oh, that's
no, gonna, no, don't
that's
do that.
Not
that's the worst mistake Erica can make.
Believe me, it's far better to have her single on the show.
No.
More interesting. Far more fascinating.
Far more fascinating.
You are dateable, and anybody who dates you is lucky to have you. Don't say.